We are on Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis. Let us just learn the Tzvis and the Sugya. We had heard Machlokes Rav Zvid and Rav Pope how to understand the Machlokes of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Rav Zvid had said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shvach al Gabi Gzeile the Nigzel Have, Rabbi Shimon holds the Gazlan Have. And Rapope said everyone holds Shvach al Gabi Gzeile the Gazlan, the Shailas, how much? Does he here take the complete Shvach, or does he only get a Machze Shlish Leviye like Mekabli Behemis? So let us see Taisvis, Bishvach Dalgabi Gzeile Kamiflegi. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar the Nigzal Havi. So now Taisvis wants to understand what is the difference between Shvach Shalgabi Gzeile, which means Gozal Rochel Vinita no Etzloi, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Nigzal Havi, that returns to the Nigzal. The Rochel, together with the Gizis, which are Tuna Olero. Shvach Shelo Yagabi Gzeile, which means Gozal Rochel Tuna V'Gozizo. So there the din is that belongs to the Gazla. So now we have to understand, L'chayre, both are Roshinui. So where do we split the hair? Why do we say Shvach Shaloy Agabi Gzeila belongs to the Gazlan according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Shvach Agabi Gzeila belongs to the Nigzal. That is the problem what Taisvitz encounters. So let us see Taisvitz. Bishvach Shagabi Gzeila Kamiflagi, Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, the Nigzal Havu. Avu Shvach Shaloy Agabi Gzeila, Havu the Gazlan. Oy Mishum, so Taisvitz says two Mahalach. Mahalach number one is the Havi Shinui Gomu. That Shvach Shalei Agabi Gzeila, Gozal Behema, Rochel Tuna, Vigozazo, that is a Shinui Gomu. That means before there was Gizeh still growing on the Rochel. And now after he cut it, that's considered a Shinui Gomu. This is a Dovo Achal Agamri. And by a Shinui Gomu, Rabbi Yehuda holds Shinui Koine. Now, Shvach al Gabi Gzeila is not a Shinui Gomu. Now, why isn't it a Shinui Gomu? So we have here a Machlokes, the Marsho and the Madura Basra. The Marsho says, Shvach al Gabi Gzeila is a Shinui Dohoda. Which means, that what is the Shinui? The Shinui is, he stole a Rochel, he grew wool, so Memele, so now it's different. But this Shinui is a Shinui Dahoda. You cut off the wool, so it's the same the way it was before. This is a Shinui Dahoda. So Mamil, that's Pshat. Rabbi Yehuda is a Shinui Dahoda is not kind. That's how the Masha says Pshat. The Madura Basra says a different Pshat. He holds, it's Pachlal not a Shinui. That means the Gzele did not change through that there's some wool growing on it. That means you have the gzeila the way it was, b'shasa gzeila, and now you have wool growing on it. That does not create a shini in the dova hanigzal. Every shini in the dova hanigzal means the dova hanigzal was changed. That means what he stole was changed. So let's say he stole a rochel tuune, so the wool that he stole was wool that's growing. Wool that cannot be used to make clothing out of it. And by cutting it off, he made it into a different entity. So that wool changed. But here, if I stole a behemoth, now the behemoth is a load of wool on top of it, so the behemoth didn't change. There's something added to it more. Now there's wool on it. But now that it has wool on it, does that mean here the shaila is, did the behemoth change? That's the behemoth didn't change. So this is not considered a change. That's how the Madura Basra says in Rabbi Yehuda. Oy, But this is another mahalach. Mishum takonas hashoven. And takonas hashoven means as follows. Taisvis is saying, Rabbi Yehuda holds shinui is not koine, period. It's not koine. If he was goizes, and we'll see later, Mistama Bili, he was matriach himself to make it in tagize, or is miyalad the behemah. So, since he was matriach himself, it's difficult to demand from him to return it. So there they made a takonas hashov. Mashe ein kein, by shvach al gabig zeile. So what did he do? He didn't do anything. The wool grew. The behemoth became the saba. He didn't do anything to create the shvach. So there is not a konos hashavim. So the second mahalach and Tosfos is Rabbi Yehuda Shini is not kind of period. No, if he was goizes it or miyaled it, so he was matriach himself. So mamela, then there's a takonos hashavim. He shouldn't be mechuyev to give it back. Ma'ashein ken shvach al gabig zeile. There's no takonos hashav. Now, v'im gozal eitzim v'ason kelim. Now, if we're going to go according to the second mahalach, that he holds shinui loikoni, period. V'im gozal eitzim v'ason kelim, afilu nesorim v'ason kelim, da'avi shinui dohoda, shema moide Rab Yehuda de mishalm kishas agzeile, this is also shvach shel gabi agzeila. The gzeila is here ben. No, there's some shvach to it. The kiven de torach by shini shaych beta konas hashav. Since it's torach by shini, it shaych beta konas hashav. So now, let us go back. This is L'chayr Afil according to the first Mahalach. Afil according to the first Mahalach, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shini is Koine, but Shvach Agabi Gzeila is a Shini Dohoda, the Marsha said. So Mele is not Koine. Shini Dohoda is not Koine. So Mele, so, and the Gemara had said that Amish is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And here we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ashini Dahoda is not koine. So what is the difference of Shvach Shal Gabi Gzeile, of Gozal Rochel Vanitana Etzloi, then Gozal Nesorim Boson Kalim? Both of them are Ashini Dahoda. And the Gemara said the mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Taisvus had a problem. So Taisvus said, this Shini Dahoda is koine of Takonas Hashavim Kivin the Torah. The Shini Dahoda that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about Shvach Gabig Zeil, there's no Torah. It was Gozal Rochel Vanitana Etzloi. There's no Torah over there. So Al Tilcha Shinu Yenakoine. Al Takonas Hashavim Yenakoine, because it's Loi Torah. But if it's Torah, he'll be Koine. So it comes out that the Svar of Takonas Hashavim, Rabbi Yehuda also has to be Moide too. I feel like Al Shini is Koine, but Al Kaponim Shini Dahoda is not Koine, or a small Shini is not Koine. Perhaps Shini Dahoda is considered also a small Shini because each Nesa Lamaisa didn't change. As you once mentioned, as far as the Truma Sakri. So why, what is the difference between Shvach Shal Gabi Gzeila and Gozal Eitzim Vason Kelim? So you have to say that this is Al Takonas Hashovim and they were Mesakin at Takonah of Takonas Hashovim B'mokim Shetorach. Period. Now Taisvis is going through Yehuda to figure out how everything stems. So he gets the Yitzhiyah and the Tzema goes back to the Bala Tzema. Again, what was the case over there? A person had Tzema. He goes over to a person who dies Tzema. He tells them he should dye it red, and he dyed it black. So this is really a shinui. Rav Meir says the wool belongs to him. The wool belongs to the person who dyed it, and he has to pay him how much the wool was worth. Rav Yehuda says no, he returns the wool, and the Baal HaTzema pays him for his yitzias, the how much he put in, how much the things which were needed to dye the tzema that he pays him for. So now we have a problem. What is the problem? The problem is that we just said, b'makim shetorach, this is the din of takonas hashovim. And that is why gozel eitzim vason kalim is, that's why gozel eitzim vason kalim, there is, it belongs to Malk Takonas HaShov. So why over there isn't there Takonas HaShov? Frek the Marsha, there's a bigger problem. L'chayre, according to the first Mahalach in Taisvis, he holds Shini is Kaine. So why isn't he Kaine al-Shini over there? Taisvis only has a problem now with Takonas HaShovim. Why is the problem only Takonas HaShov? Because the first Mahalach in Taisvis, L'chayre, Tzviye is a Shini de Loihota. So the Marsha speaking about such a tzviya, that's hoda. Or the Madura Basra wants to say, could be tzviya is not a real shinui, because it's not a shinui the gufadova. It's only the color change, but it's not a, we touched a swara before in Rav Shimon, that shinui is not a, the tzviya is not an emesu shinui. Aber al koponim, Taisvis has a problem, why isn't there a takonas hasha? So Taisa says, Hosam Dloy Nochas Pateiris Kzele, Loy Shayach Takonis Hashem. He says, the whole Takonis Hashem was by a criminal. By a criminal who steals. And now we want this criminal to do tshuva, so we'll make a Takonis Hashem to enable him to do tshuva. This person, he didn't do the right thing. He had no right to color it a different color. But he's not a Gazlan. Loy Nochas Pateiris Kzele. So Mamela, so this person they never made a takonas hashov. V'chein tzorech loyma l'rapo pa'al kochoch. Now, this diktaire, you'll have to say also according to Rapope. Now, according to Rapope, Rapope said, according to Rapope, the problem is, according to Rapope, Rapope said that Rabbi Yehuda holds shvach al gabi gzeile de gazlanav. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Nosna letzabel letzvoy adam vetzavoy shocher." It belongs to the Balatzema. Now, according to Rapope, now we do have a problem. Here we have a real problem. That means Rapope said Rabbi Yehuda shvach agab gzeile de gazlan habi. So he called it a shini da hoda, but it's the gazlan habi. It belongs to the gazlan. So why by there it belongs to the gazlan and by tzaba it belongs to the Balatzema? So Taisa says, you'll have to say, according to Rapopa, the Tam is, that the Tam of Rav Yehuda is only al Takonis HaShovim. And there's a Takonis HaShovim afilu by Loi Torah. And that is why Shvach HaGabi Zeyle de Gazlan have it. But by Tzabo, since by Tzabo le Nochis Pateres Gzeyle, so there's no Takonis HaShovim. So Taisa says, Dishtik Tairan Rapopa, you zichri have to say, V'chein Tzorch Lemel Rapopa al Kochoch. The Omal Reb Yehuda, Shvach Shal Begzeil the Gazan Havle. So Yizich will have to say, not Al Chino, the Hainu Mishum Takonis Hashovim. Because you say Al Chino, you're really hot water, so they say it's Kaina Filo Bishini Dahoda, so why by Tzabas Nikaina Bishinoi? So Kor, you have to say, according to Rapopa, the Tam of Reb Yehuda is Al Takonis Hashovim. Shini is not Kaina. Das will be this way lay other machine like on it. Well, he lay shach the connus a shom to the pirashti. So now Taisus is saying that takonis a shovim could very well be according to Rapope, and it has to be according to Rapope, that shvach agabi gzele the gazon have is mishum takonis a shovim, and takonis a shovim was only said by a criminal, the nochus labateris gzele. But at Tzabe, the Leinochis Lobetez Gzel, it never made a Takonis Hashav. So now it's very, very interesting. Now, the Shittes Rab Yehuda and Shittes Rab Meir is Mamish Minakotz Alakotz. The Betzabe, the Rab Meir, Shini Koine. Well, Meir says that the Gazlan is, the Tzabe is Koine the Tzema, and he pays him how much the Tzema was worth. And Shini is Koine. Ube Gazlin, Eine Koine. Because it says that Rameya holds we have the Varaisa no Medalta, you return the Gizis. Mishum de Konis. A criminal? A criminal, you have to teach him crime does not pay. So by a criminal, even though Mika Din Shini is Koine, but we're gonna make sure he won't derive any benefit from the Gzeila. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Bitzabe Shinui Loikoni. It's Shinui Loikoni. Ube Gazlin Koni, Mishum Takonis Hashovim. By Nosen Loi, Gozal, Behema Tune, Rochel Tune, Vigozazo, there is Koine of Takonis Hashovim. So Rabbi Yehuda, you bend back to be Mekarev the Gazlonim, and Rameya holds, you go the other way. You don't bend back for Gazlonim, you cancel them. You have to teach them crime, don't worry that they should do tshuva. We have to teach them the crime doesn't pay. We'll make sure that there'll be an Azivis Achet, your tshuva, not tshuva, but we'll make sure that they'll stop stealing. Rabbi Netam Aforish, now the Rabbi Netam, disagrees with the first pshat in Tosfos. Don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is working with Takonos Hashovim. He doesn't work with Takonos Hashovim. According to Rapope, Shvach, Agabi Gzele, the Gazlan, Elosfor, the Rabbi Yehuda, Shini Koine. The Rabbi Yehuda holds Shini is Koine, and that's why the Gizis belong to the Gazlan. L'Rav Zvi, Shvach, Shaloi Agabi Gzele, the Loi Hodro, Avid Gazlan. That means, if Itona Gozal Rochel Tehune Gozuzo, so he keeps the Gizit, because that's a Shini de Loi Hoda. Avid Shvach Shabik Gabi Gzela, there the Shini is in the Behemah. I stole a Behemah that was a Gzuzah, and now she's a Tune, so that's the Shini de Hoda, or this is a Shini de Hoda. The Loi Koni, Avid Nixel. L'rapopa, filu d'agabi gzeila, d'shini d'hodor, u'koni, v'ave d'gazl. L'rapopa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a shini d'hodor is koi. V'hodor l'koni b'tzave. Oh, so now Tosfos has a problem. Now the Tosfos has a tremendous problem. Tosfos says that Rabbi Yehuda holds shini is koine. So Rabbi Yehuda holds shini is koine, so why isn't the tzave koime the tzema? It's bitter. It's very bitter. So Tosfos says, "If he shein miskavon liknoisai, he doesn't want to steal it. A gazlan has kinyan shinui. A tzabe is not a gazlan. We had a lashon of Rashi lechaytev lepesheya aleshoygek. He did something. He wanted to do. He meant good. He didn't mean to steal. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the kinyan shini was only said by a gazlan. He's not a gazlan." So this is how the Rabbi Netam learns Pshat, and he avoids completely Takonos Hashovim. And I hold like this, that Rabbi Yehuda is only working with Shinui. That means according to the first Malach and Tosfos, that he holds Shinui is not Koine, works with Takonos Hashovim, so he holds like Beshamai, that Shinui isn't Koine. So that's preferable to avoid such a thing. All the Tanoim who hold Shini is not Koine. So, Kolchoch, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda zich hold Shini is Koine. The Machlokes, if Shvach Shagab Gzeile is Koine, is not Koine, it's totally a Shini Dehodar. The shells of Shini Dehodar is Koine. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Money lay Rabbi Yehuda v'lay Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara asked, it says in the Mishnah, Gozal Rochel v'nitane etzlo v'gozazo. So it belongs, he's Mishalom Kishas Gzeil. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara had a problem, why do you need the v'gozazo? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Nitana Etloi is a Shinui on the Rochel. According to Rabbi Shimon, you only get Lamasa Shlishal Via. Vim Taim Aloylam Rabbi Shimon Hi, Larapope, Moskash was according to Rapope, Neim Ahochi, Yolda In La Yolda Loi, Alav Lamasa Shlishal Via. That means, if it wouldn't be Yolda, then you get Lamasa Shlishal Via. als like Makabli Behemis. But if it's Yoldo, then it belongs to him. And the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. V'yishloim edle Rav Shimon afilo Yoldo komo do maksa shlish revia kashoko gazlin v'koi arameya da'iri b'yoldo the barais hano medalef arameya says the gizis chayiz reis b'yneo and that Rav Shimon says that Yisham. So Rav Shimon holds that is a din machzor shlish leviyah filo by gozozo. The Masha seems to learn because Rav Shimon al Shini is not koine. And Chazanish wants to say could be Shini is koine, but they can't send the gazlon and he only gets the machzor shlish leviyah. Rav Shimon ki misaliklu leboy la Rav Yehuda. The Gemara klar shaila if he gets the machzor shlish leviyah, do you give him the shvach, does he have a chelik in the bosa, or do you just mishalik bedomim? Leiboy le Rav Yehuda, kivin de metakonis hashovim bekminu lo kula shvach, we give him the complete shvach, kula shvach biyad gazlin, pshita de migufe shokul, was he get the whole shvach. The whole shvach was, according to Rav Shimon, he gets a percentage of the shvach, and the rest of the shvach belongs to the nigzal, then there was a shayla, maybe you mishalik bedomim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not misalik, but that means the whole shvach belongs to him. When you're a baraisa, there's three things that are a shvach, half a gav the toni gimel, toni vishaya, gazlin, because gazlin, we said this in Rashi also, gazlin is also like these three. And a gazlin, you're misalik bedomim, vishaya na miorish, and bole salkim erisus, and misalkim in a shvach bedomim. And misalik and oris also bedomim. Now we are starting a new sugya of shvach. So just let's just refresh our memory. The memra of Shmuel of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. And now we'll understand what the Gemara is asking. We hear in the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shloishe shomin lahen ashvach. Umalin oisan bedomin. Ve'elu hein. Let's talk about the second one. Balchoi l'loikeach. So let us see what Rashi says. Ubalchoi v'loikeach. Balchoi hatoirev l'kuches b'shvil choi sheyeshloi al hamoich. That means like this. Reuven had a, let's be megashim dinyin. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Reuven had a karka that's worth $100. And he owed him $150. Let's make it interesting. He owed him $150. And he had this karka of $100. Now, Reuven sells this karka to Levi. Right? Levi bought the karka. This karka is Meshubet Shimon, but he bought the karka. And he was Mashbiach this karka. Now it's worth $150. Now who does the Shvach belong to? The Shvach Zicha belongs to Levi. I'm the Bala, you're the Shibut. I'm the Kalke. The Shvach is my Shvach. So Memele, so now he wants to go and take back, now the Baal Choyv comes, Shimon comes to Levi, Rabbi, give me the Kalke. The Kalke is Meshubit. Give me the whole Kalke. $100 Kalke is Meshubit to me. Tainet Levi, but you know, this Shvach that belongs to me. Why are you only looking at it for your Toiver? The Shvach belongs to me. Why should I give you the whole Karka? It's only Meshub with $100. This Karka is worth $150. So Bekitzer Shmuel said, the Aloch is, Shimon takes the Karka, and he pays Reuven the $50. That is the Pshat. Shomin lahem ashvach umal noisim bedom. So this again, Sirashi. Balchoy v'atayev lekuches b'shvil choyv sheyesh lo al amoicha. Ein lo ikoyach b'meshe hishbiach lekeach. The lekeach was mishbiach, does not belong to him. Umisalkoy balchoy bedom. So he's to pay him for the shvach. V'noisim lo idemei shvachoy. He doesn't leave over a kalka kishir shvach. He says, listen, you're taking the kalka, so if the kalka is not worth $150, so take $75 worth of the kalka, $25 of shvach, and leave me over. No, he takes the whole kalka and he pays for the shvach. Fregt de Gemara, Omar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, mi Omar Shmuel bal Choy le Lekeach Yoiv le Shvach, did Shmuel really say that a bal Choy pays the Lekeach Shvach? Omar Shmuel bal Choy goive es a Shvach. Shmuel said, bal Choy goive es a Shvach, look in Rashi, veni marzir le Lekeach Klum. We have a memra of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, that if I hear there was a kalke that was meshubet to a malve, and there's a kalke that's meshubet to a malve, and now the loikeach was mashbiach this kalke, the malve takes the kalke, lock, stock, and barrel, the kalke with the shvach, he doesn't give the loikeach a penny, and the Gemara in Bav Metzia says, so what kind of yesher is this? The Meichel, when he sold the Kalke, so you have to read the contract. So in the contract it says that the Meichel in this case is a Leiva also, he was a Leiva. So the Meichel wrote in the small print that if this Kalke will be taken away from you, I'll pay whatever was taken away, I'll pay for the Shvach. So I just like to mention a little bit to understand the Svara of Shmuel. I saw in Atere Shmuel and Bob Metzien that Shmuel said as follows, Meiker Adin, that's 100% sure. If a kalka that was worth $100, let's say the chayv was $150, let's say, and a kalka was worth $100, and the lekeich was mashpiach, Meiker Adin, the shvach, does not belong to the malve. That's 100% sure. I mean, he's taking it, finished, he's taking it with $150, this shvach belongs to the lekech. Lekech doesn't owe you $50. I'm sorry. But they make Chazal made a takone. Why did they make the takones chachamim that the shvach is also meshubit to the lekech, to the malve? Why did they make such a takone? Leisino delas bivnei loven almu rabbonan lishibude de balchoy shloyavsit klar mimashemoch aloy vekarka meshubit loy. That means like this. Shimon lent Reuven $100. Reuven is a kalka $100. I'm sorry. Shimon lent Reuven $150. He has a kalka $100. So he asks Shimon, where do you plan to get the other $50? The kalka is worth $100. No, he says, Mustama Ruud will be mashbich the kalka. Now it's worth $100. It'll be mashbich the kalka. It'll be worth $150 when the time, when it comes the time to pay up the chayiv, the kalka worth $150. Fine. So Memela, he felt secure. He had a good night's sleep. He wasn't worried about his $50. All of a sudden, someone tells him, you know what happened? Reuven sold the kalka. Reuven sold the kalka to Levi. Levi. He sold the kalka to Levi, so now the kalka he's going to get back. The kalka is meshubet him, but the $50 which he was dreaming about that he's going to get, that Reuven is going to be meshbir the kalka. Now that's past history. Now the kalka belongs to Levi, and Levi is going to be meshbir it, and that's what I have to pay for. So the $50 I had lent is a little bit down the drain. So the moral of the story is, the next time don't lend money. Unless he has a kaka that's worth $150. So Chazal didn't want that one should come to such a conclusion. So Chazal told Shimon the Malve, you can mon from Levi the Shvach. You take the Shvach from him. Just like if the kaka would have been by Reuven, the Shvach would have been Meshubit to you. So we say that the shvach that Levi made, which because it belongs to Levi, is meshubit to you. We meshabit it to you, You just lend money. Don't worry about it. And you'll get back your $50. Even if he sells it, you'll still get back your $50 because the shvach that the loivet, that the lekeach will make is meshuvah to you. This was a takone of, that's what Shmuel says. Baal choyv goyves ha-shvach. He's goyves the shvach. We mentioned before, that what's with the lekeach? The lekeach also has nothing what to worry about because in the Shtar Mechiret, the Moicha says, if it'll be taken away for you, I'll pay you the shvach and everything. So here it's very good. People are still lending money. The Malv is happy. He's still sleeping nights. He got paid back his choyv. The Lekech isn't losing anything because the Moichel, the Leiva, will pay him off for the Shvach. And Shalom al Yisrael. This was a member of Shmuel. This is a member of Shmuel. Like the Gemara, we have a stira now in two Shmuels. We just learned, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, that the Malveh has to be Mesalik, that we had a Shalke, does he have to give him the Shvach, or it can be Mesalik Bedomim? Shmuel said you have to be Mesalik, the Shmuel said you can be Mesalik Bedomim, but the Malveh has to pay the Lekeach for the Shvach. And here Shmuel said the Malveh doesn't have to pay anything. He takes it, he's Goyves a Shvach. That's the Gemara's Kash. I'll see again the Gemara. Om L'Rabbina L'Rabash, Mi Omar Shmuel Balchoyv L'Lekeach Yoiv L'Shvach, the Balchoyv pays the Lekeach Shvach, for Omar Shmuel Balchoyv Goyves HaShvach. Shmuel said that Balchoyv is Goyves HaShvach. He takes for himself, and Rashi says, V'Ne Marzo L'Lekeach Klum. Omar L'Lekeache Kan B'Shvach HaMagia L'Ksofayim. Kan bishvach she'ein magia l'ksofayim. Sokt Rashi, ha-magia l'ksofayim, k'goin t'vue she'godlo kol tzolcho, noisno l'lekeach oidomeh. If the lekeach planted t'vue there, and the t'vue is godlo kol tzolcho, so now, between you and me, the tvue is oimet to be cut off. It's not going to remain a chelik of the karka. Then, Shmuel didn't say the Baal Choyv can take the shvach. Shmuel said the Baal Choyv can take the shvach when, let's say, the shvach is still in the process of growing. So then it's a chelik of the karka. So there, Chazal said, just like the karke is meshuba to the malve, the shvach, which is mechuba to the karke, and the zachel, is also meshuba. We made a takon. But if the shvach already is oimedly notel, it's you're gonna cut it off already. So then we didn't say that should be meshuba to the malve. That already is like a different entity. We just said the shvach, which is still nitpal to the karke, is a din of the karke, and just like the karke is meshubit, the shvach is also meshubit. But the minute the shvach is igiyo l'ksofayim, amagiyo l'ksofayim, that means you can cut it off already. It's aiming to be cut off, so it's not in the chelik of the karke anymore, it's a davar nifra. So meila, then we weren't meshabit the shvach to the malve, now the malve has to pay for it. And that's the first move. The first Shmuel is speaking about Shvach HaMagia L'Ksofayim, then 100% there never was a takona that the Malva can take the Shvach without paying for it. You can only take a Shvach that's a chelik of the Kalke. So we say just like the Kalke is Meshubah, this is also Meshubah. But if this Shvach is aimed to be cut off from the Kalke, it's aimed to be separated from the Kalke, so never will Meshabah this Shvach, that this should belong to you. So you can take it, but you have to pay for it. That is Pshat and Rashi. But just let's go a little further, and then we'll see Taisus. Track the Gemara Omalei, a very nice teretz you're telling me. V'hamaisim b'chol yoim, v'kamagvi Shmuel afilo shvach hamagi l'ksafayim. It's not true. Look, go to the Bezin of Shmuel, and you'll see what Shmuel is paskening. Shmuel paskens afilo shvach hamagi l'ksafayim. It's the tvu was nizgadol already. The malve comes to the lekeach and he takes it, and he doesn't pay him a penny. he goes to the lekech goes to the meicher to get replenished for the shvach which was taken away. You're 100% wrong. Shmuel holds shvach and megilik sevaim also the malvis goyve the shvach. Okay. So now we're going to say a new teretz, but before we say a new teretz on Shmuel, let us see Tosfos. Shvach ha-magilek safayim, kan perish ha-kunteris, kegoin tvue shagodlo kol tzorcho. So that is not, there Chazal did not say it's meshubit to the malva like the kalk is meshubit. V'she'ein magilek safayim, shetzchicho le-kalk. Emigilisai means it still needs the karke, and lechayre, it could very well be, my chavrus wanted a tiny that this, we don't have this in our Rashi. It could be Taisus had this in Rashi. Ein Megilisai means she tzricha le karke. And Megilisai means she god le kol tzorche, vein tzricha le karke. Vekoshe, the imke, Le Peirushe, according to Rashi, comes out, Govi Balchoiv, Afilo Mitzvur, Shein Tzrich Lekalke, Kedoma, Vomaisim Bechol Yoim, Vatamag Vishvul, Afilo Beshvach Magi Leksafai. Ube Peirik, Narosh and Ispatso, Mashme, De Le Govi Balchoiv, Elamimidi, De Tzrich Lekalke. He's only Govi, something that still needs the Kalke. That is considered like a Chelik of the Kalke. Gai behov the comma, the Gemara says, Zil havlei mitamri da albudye. There, he says, pay up with the tamorim, which were cut off, now drying up on a mat. So the Gemara says, what? The malva can be goyiv, this is metaltum, lo yehei ele bal choyiv. Ubechi agavna mihavi shokul, a bal choyiv can take after it was cut off, it's metaltum. The kalk is meshubah to the balchoy, but the metaltum that were cut off, he can take that. So the Gemara Ella the chazi lebudye kamina, and I don't mean it was mamish cut off. It's about to be cut off. But the Gemara safe kolam iligzeis kigosis domi. So he also can't take it. A malva can't take something if it's aiming to be cut off. So that's not nichalam the shibud anymore. Here's a din like metaltum. He can't take metaltum. So the Gemara says, the tzricha ledikla kamina. No, I mean, it still needs the dekel. So al kaponim, so Taisus has enough in the Gemara, that you can only be goive if it's still tzricha ledikla. And according to Rashi, Amagil Ksafayim is speaking about going tvuish a godlo kol tzolcho, which seems it's eloi tzricha lekarke, also the malva could be goive. There's a Rashi in Bob Metzia. Rashi says, Korev li kotzer, vadayin tzrichen lekarka. There Rashi is more explicit. Rashi says, Korev li kotzer, vadayin tzrichen lekarka. It's not mamish. Loi tzrichen lekarka. The Tosfos Rit by us says something very interesting. Perish Shehem Muvusholim, they're ripish. Vigiu Leilicham Biksafayim, it's oimed to be cut off and to take them away. Avotzrichen Lekarke Ktas Shalai Bishlu Kol Tzocha. But they're not completely ripe. You have to keep them there another 3 days, they should be completely ripe. So my Chavrusa wanted to say, Yehine Kent wanted to say that he said, could be that's Nichlal. In the Lashon of Rashi, Tvue Shegodlo Kol Tzorcho. There's two inyonim that one needs before one cuts off Peres or Tvue. There's one, there's the Gidl, that has to come to a certain size. And number two, there's a filo, it reached the size already, but it ripens on the tree. So could be, that is what Rashi learned. Rashi learned that Godlo kol tzocha, not Bishlo kol tzocha, like the Tosfos Rit says. Tosfos Rit says it wasn't his bashel kol, wasn't his bashel, not his bashel kol tzocha. So that means it's still tzricha lekarke. So Mela, so Rashi holds that, it's called Tzricha Lekarke. Now if we say Taisus had a Rashi that Shene Megillah Ksafayim Shet Tzricha Lekarke, if that was in the Gilsa of Taisus and Rashi, so then our Rashi says, Klo, not like this. Our Rashi says it's not Tzricha Lekarke at all. Maybe that's Pshat Na Taisus. Kan Perish HaKuntaris. Like there's a Psamerdi Kazach, the Pnei Yeshua screams on Taisus. He says, I don't understand. Taisus has a Kasha and Rashi. Look in Rashi Bob Metzia. Rashi in Bob Metzia says that it's speaking about Korev Likotzer Vadayim Tzrichen Lekarke. But Rashi didn't say that the Megillah Ksafayim means it's aimed to be cut off. So the Yeshua has said Rashi, why don't you look in Rashi Bob Metzia? Could be Taisus had a different Girsa. Kan Perish HaKuntaris. This was in Taisvis Rashi. So why is Tais that Megillah Ksafayim is like Tzricha Lekarke? Vafal Pikein, the Malva can take it. Vishloim and the Shvach Megillah Ksafayim Koyre Dover She Soifei Letorish Veliso Big Safayim Afilu Kegoyin Pagin Oiboiso the Tzricha Laara. So Taisvis says, the Gemara wanted to say as follows, there's two types of shvach. There's a shvach that is oimit to remain in the karka. That means like this. Let's say a person had a karka with a dekel. And the dekel got thicker, which is a shvach to the dekel. Now, that shvach is going to remain in the karka. That shvach, Shmuel says, the malve can take the shvach, even though the thickness of the shvach came about through the shtabos of the lekeach, and that he says, Balchoy Goyves Hashvach. That we considered like the Karke. It was at the Konos Chachamim, just like the Karke is Meshubid. Everything what's on the Karke, even though this was Nitois of Tuvil Lekeh, was also Meshubid to the Malve Al Shleitin Odelos Bechnei Lov. But Peiris, which will eventually be separated from the Karke, that they were never mishabed. So that's a Tosis wants to mshat shvach megilah ksafayim dover shesayfi letorish. So that they never mishabed. That already they said this is a different entity, and even though the kark is mishubed, this is not mishubed. In the time of Tosis shvach megilah ksafayim kain dover rabo betorich becheska sabbatim mefayish. Okay, now we're back to our kasha. We have here a tremendous kasha, Astira and Shmuel. Shmuel said in Bob Metzia that a malve can go to a lekeach. Lekeach was mashbiach. Let's say again. A lekeach purchased a kalke that's worth $100, which was meshubet to the malve. The malve, let's say, lent $150. The lekeach was mashbiach $50. So Shmuel said in Bob Metzia, the malve comes to lekeach, he takes away the whole $150 karke, this karke, plus the shvach is meshubet to me, we said al takonas chachomim, and he takes it without batting an eyelash, and the lekeach goes to the moicha, and the moicha, when they sold him the karke, he guaranteed him that the karke will ever be taken away for you, I'll pay for the shvach. That is what Shmuel said in Bob Metzia. Shmuel by us said, we had a member of Shmuel, when the malve comes to the lekeach, he takes away the karka with the shvach, but he pays him for the shvach. So we have a stira in two Shmuels. And Bob Mekami said, you pay for the shvach, and Bob Metzia said, he takes the shvach without paying, and the moicha pays the lekeach for the shvach. And for the Gemara, ho de masig bei kishir ara o shmocha, a beautiful teretz, so the Gemara says as follows. If the Malva lent the Loive, who is the Moicha, he lent him $150. The Karka was only worth $100, but he lent him $150. So there, Chazal said, if the Lekeach will be Mashbiach, the Karka, and now it's worth $150, the Malva takes his $150. We consider Kila, the Loive made the Shvach. The Shvach that the Lekeach made is halachically ke'ilu the loiva made the shvach, and this is all meshubet to the malva, and he gets back his choyv. He gets back his $150. The lekeach doesn't lose, because the moichel will pay him back the $150. But that's That's Shmuel. But Shmuel, Bayas is speaking about a different scenario. He's speaking about that the Malva has a Shibut for $100. Now the Loive sold the Karka to Lekeach. He has $100 Karka. And now the Lekeach was Mashbiach at $50. Now, so now the Malva comes to take the $50 on Shuldik. Why do you have to take the $50? This $50 not Mashubit to you. Only $100 Mashubit to you. The Eshmu says the Lekeach is 100% right. But he can take the Karka with the Shvach, but he pays him $50. So it's a beautiful terrace. Hod masik bei kishir aro shvoche, hod le masik bei elo kishir aro. Oma le, honiche le manda oma, i isle zuzi le lekeach, le motzi misalik le le balchoi, shapir. Le manda om isle zuzi le lekeach, motzi misalik le le balchoi, Leim lei havi zuzi ha masalkin aloch mikulei are. Hash tahav li greve da are shir shvachoi. Now let us explain the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's asking a very interesting kasha. There's a machloikis amayroi. Let's talk about a poshet kaka mishubedes. A loive is a kaka that's worth $100. He sold it to the lekeach. The Malva comes over to the Lekeach, you know, this Karka is Meshubah to me, I'm taking away the Karka. I have a lien on the Karka, I have a right to take it away. The Leiva says, you know what, you have a lien on the Karka, because he owed you $100, I'll give you $100. Leave the Karka by me, I'll give you $100. Can the Lekeach tiny this? Now, between you and me, it's not so pushit. I have a Shibud on this Karka. The Taitz of Shibud is, I have a schus kvi on the karke. I have a schus kvi on the karke. You've seen the newspapers, you've seen this karke now as a potential, and then the next month it's gonna, who knows. Anshuldik, I have a Shibud on this karke. I'm taking the karke. I don't want $100. I want the karke. I couldn't talk. There's one Mandi Yoma that holds that the Malva can take a tight, that the Malva can take a tight. He can't be Misalik Bezuzi. You can take away the karka. I want the karka. There's another man that said no. If the lekeach wants to give, he's getting his money's worth. I mean, good, he had a shibud. He's getting back, the whole thing originated for the $100 that he lent. I'm giving you $100, take the $100, a good talk. So there's one man that says that he could be misalik bezuzi. And even though you have a shibud, I can force you to be mavata on your shibud, not pay you for it. Since the Gemara, now let's go back to what did you tell me? You told me that Shmuel is speaking about Shmuel, that it says here that the Malva pays for the Shvach. The story is speaking about as follows. The story is speaking about he lent him $100. And now the Kalk is now worth $150, right? So Shmuel said, so the Malva has to pay $50 to the Lekeach. I mean, only $100,000 Meshubit. Pays him $50. But he takes the whole thing. He takes the karka and the dust. Pays him $50. Like the Gemara, let the Lekeach come over to the Malva and tell him as follows. Rabbi Yid, only $100 is Meshubah to you, right? If I would give you $100, if you hold the Yochel Esluki Bezuzay, so goodbye. You couldn't be gave anything. Well, Davoyin, I don't have $100, but no, I have $50. Because $50 of the Shvach is mine. So for thee, I'm giving you $50, and therefore I want a Kalke, so you should give me the $50 of Shvach, you should give me Kalke that's worth $50. You take a Chelik of the Kalke, verstehst? You take a Kalke and with the Shvach, and I'll take $50 worth of Kalke. Shmuel said not like that. Shmuel said, that the Malva takes the Kalka, which is worth $150, and gives $50 to the Lekeach. Means Lekeach had a Kalka, and all of a sudden, he takes pulls the rug from underneath his feet, and the Kalka is mine, I'll pay you for the Shvach. Like the Gemara, if you hold a Lekeach is Yochel Esluki Bezuzi, so the Lekeach is giving him money over here. The $50 of Shvach that I made is mine.
It's not Meshubah to you, it's mine. So for these $50, I want you to give me a chelik of the karka. And if I need money, I can give you a salki. So I'm giving the shvach, a shabbat kesef. So the shvach, you're taking shvach, so don't take the whole shvach and leave me over karka with shvach. Let's see in the Vedic Ligmo's kash again. El, Laman, Yomi, Yisle, Zuzi, Lulekea. Motzi, Misal, Lebal, Choyiv. Lema, Lay, let him tell me, have a Li, Zuzi, have a Misal, Kina, Loch, Mikuliyar. If I would have Zuzi, have a Skin, Loch, Mikuliyar. Hashte, since you're getting extra shvach, have Li, Grave, the Arem, Dimi, a Chelik of the Karke, Shir, Shvachoi. Why do you take away the whole kark and the whole shvach? Give me a chelik of the kark. Amalei hoche b'mayaskinen kegoin d'shovye nelei apoytiki. Here it's speaking about this kark. It wasn't stambazayim b'shubit. It was an apoytiki. And what does apoytiki mean? Amalei lo yehelecha peroin elo mizeh. That means that Rashi Binami Havale Zuzi Lekeh Lemotzi Misalikle. Es an apoitiki is an alimis in the schus of the malve that the lekeyach cannot be misalik bezuzi. That you can take the karka. That was, that astam shibut lekeyach could be misalik bezuzi. The apoitiki can't be misalik bezuzi. Fine. So Mamele, so here it's talking about an apoitiki, so Mamele can't be misalik bezuzi, so there Shmuel says that the Malva takes the whole kark and he pays the lekeach $50 for the shvach. Now let us see Tosfos. Ho the masig beishir aro shvach. Perish. Ho the kama Shmuel bal choyv goyves a shvach. That what Shmuel says bal choyv goyves a shvach. The kivin, the masig beishir aro shvach. Goyves a shvach. Since he owes him $150, so goyves hashvach bechina min alakuches, and the lakuches will get paid from the moicha, the loive, evashta. Now, before we go further, so we should appreciate what Tosfos is going is going to tell us. Meir de kechidushim. I'd just like to say over a little the gemara of Metzia, so we'll understand what Tosfos is being machadish over here. Shmuel said, a malve is goive the shvach from the lekuches. He doesn't have to pay. And the Gemara says, and some mele, I'll say this is the reason, because the moicha writes in the shtar that I'll pay for the shvach. So we satisfied all parties. The malve gets paid up as choiv. The loive gets paid up the kark and the shvach. And shalom al yisro. And everyone is happy. Like the Gemara, what'll be by a matone? What if a loive gave a matone to Shimon? A loive gives a matone to Shimon. Shimon is mashpiach. The karka is worth $100. The choiv of the malva is $150. Shimon is mashpiach. Now the malva comes to the mekabel matone. Now if you take away $150, this Makabal Matan is going to lose $50. It's no joke. It wasn't Makabal Machais on a Matan. He gave him Matan. He wrote him a big thank you note for giving him the Matan. It wasn't Makabal Achais on Shvach. That's for sure. Gave him a Matan. So Memele, if the whole lum this is because the Lekeach is guaranteed to get back the Dmei HaShvach, well, it'll be by Matan. So I said, you're 100% right. 100% by Matan. He can't take away the shvach, 100%. He can't. He has to pay for the shvach. Ramatan will have to pay for the shvach, 100%. He can't take it away. The shvach doesn't belong to him. They never makna him the shvach if the lekech is going to lose out of it from this deal. Ramatan, he takes back the whole karka, but he'll pay for the shvach. Fine. Well, let's just think out loud, then we'll go to Tyson. Now let's talk about another case. Let's talk about a case that we have here, Yaakov and the son Reuven. Yaakov had a kalke that was worth $100, and he's mishubet his malva. He borrowed $150, he's a kalke of $100.
Now, Yaakov died, and Reuben, his son, took over the karka, Yashin the karka. And this, and the Reuben was mashbichet, now it's worth $150. Now the Malva comes. Malva comes, he has, now there's a karka, $150. What will it then be over there? So, the, on our Mishkol Rishon, we would say, well, what's gonna be? He'll take away the Yisaimim made the Shvach, that's their Shvach, Mikeradin. He'll take away the Shvach for the Yisaimim, what's gonna be with them? They're loose. No one's gonna pay them anything. So Mimele, so this should be like Makabel Matone. And he has no right to, he'll take the Shvach, isn't to pay for it. Now Tais is going to say, it's not like that. The Baal Choyv that comes to Yisaimim, he'll take away the Karka with the Shvach, forget about it. And the same one will never lose their Shvach. So now let us see in the Vanikin Taisus. Venire. The gam mi yasmi, govi balchoi vashvach bechinom, veini nois and domim, kemoi mina lakuchas. Just like mina lakuchas, he takes the Shvach. He doesn't pay for it. Va'af agav de'en lemal milachse. Va'havi kemoi matoned le'govi minei balchoi shvachas. So theoretically, we would say it's like a matoned. K'demash me'pekam adabo metzi de'davke me'lekuches goive. V'shekosav le'imoychel le'keach ano eikum va'ash bivadki v'amrik zvini ilen inu v'amalein u'shvachem. Anagel on u'shvachem. That the moyche guaranteed to the moicha guaranteed to the lekeach that he'll pay for the shvach. Avo matonet lekosav lehochi vein lehem milachzer loy, but by matonet malva's not goyve shvach. Mikol mokem goyve min hayesoimim mishum dekare davuen ninu. Because dekare de avuen. Now what does that mean? A child is considered like the feet of the father. So I saw Atarishmul Bamatsiya brings down from the Rosh. The Yoyresh Kare de Avuahu, Va'olov Mutal Yoyser Lifroya Choiv Ovit. There's a responsibility on a child to pay. Let's understand kara davua. Pshat is that these are children are remnants of the father. That means even though the father left the world, but he left over remnants. He's still a chelik of the father is still around in the children, and the obligations of the father in some way go over to the children. So that means like this. That means that even though we can't go over, let's say if they would not have Yashin the Karka Meshubit, we can't go over to the children and say, you know, your father, they borrowed $1,000, and we give me $1,000. No, that not. They're not mechuyif to pay out of their pocket, the chayv of their father. But if the father left over a Karka Meshubit, and there is a lumdus of Shmuel, that the shvach that was nitoisav on this karka is also meshubit. So Shmuel said this by Yisaimim. Because since by them there is an obligation to see that their father's chayv should be paid up, so the halacha of Shmuel was said by a lekeach, in parentheses, who won't lose anything by the malve taking the shvach, and by Yisaimim, even though they will lose, but since it's a chelik of their obligation to see that the father's chayiv should be paid up, so memele, the malve can take the shvach of the Yisaimim without paying for it.